Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Federal government shutdown hours away. We have the story. Hayes community grieving the loss of a police officer. That's also coming up. And right now, police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita this morning. Just before 3 a.m., first responders were called to a Quick Trip parking lot at Pawnee and Meridian. They found a 23-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the neck in very critical condition. Police say the two men who were involved in a fight prior to the shooting, a male is being questioned as the apparent shooter.
Democrat and Republican lawmakers met at the White House yesterday amid a struggle to fund the government. And the GOP warns a shutdown is imminent. Fox's Chad Pergram is on Capitol Hill.
Republicans won't budge from their plan to temporarily renew current funding without add-ons. And Democrats won't move unless Republicans cave to their demands to make Obamacare cheaper and repeal health care cuts in the big, beautiful bill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said Democrats were, quote, hijacking the process. But at least one Republican accused his colleagues of hypocrisy with the interim plan. Now, Jeffries and Schumer had never met with the president during his second term. No bill can pass both chambers of Congress right now, and the House is not around this week. That means a shutdown might be all but certain.
And both sides are blaming the other for the shutdown.
The Hayes community in western Kansas grieving over after a police officer was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call over the weekend. Investigators say the incident began Saturday when 34-year-old Zane Wickham reportedly rammed his truck into his girlfriend's car on Downing Street. The woman escaped, ran for help. Later, as police established a perimeter around a home, a single gunshot fired from inside struck Sergeant Scott Heeman. The 32-year-old sergeant was airlifted to a regional hospital where he died early Sunday. Tactical teams later found Wickham dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News there's no regular city council meeting today, but there is a town hall scheduled.
So if anyone's interested in going to a town hall on Tuesday, it will be hosted by District 1, and it will feature DA Bennett and also Sheriff Easter.
And that meeting will be at WSU Hughes Metroplex, 6 o'clock this evening. Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Israel's Prime Minister supports a U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza.
President Trump says his 20-point peace plan creates conditions for durable Israeli security and Palestinian success.
The promise of a new Middle East is so clearly within our reach. This is the closest we've ever come to real peace, not fake peace, not political fool's peace.
Under the plan, the war in Gaza would immediately end, all hostages released within days, and Israel gradually withdraws as a civilian-led committee begins the process of establishing a post-war Gaza government. President Trump says no one will be forced to leave Gaza, and those who do leave will be free to return. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A big meeting is set for the Pentagon.
President Trump is now set to attend a planned meeting between Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and more than 800 flag officers from across the U.S. military branches of service. It's being held at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. The purpose for the unprecedented conference, for which the Secretary summoned the generals and admirals, has been the subject of intense speculation surrounding potential personnel cuts. But now the President is telling reporters the meeting is not a bad one, that it is intended to be positive. Some members of Congress, however, have expressed concern at the cost for transporting the commanders at such short notice. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Be taking a look at some changes for Major League Baseball managers and college football coaching staffs. Involving some local folks we know, that's coming up in sports.
There may be a new way to treat back pain on the horizon. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. No motive behind the deadly attack and arson on a Michigan church that left five people dead.
Investigators in Grand Blanc call it an act of violence investigation for now as they look into why 40-year-old Thomas Sanford allegedly rammed his truck into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Sunday, opening fire on people and setting the church on fire. Four dead, eight injured. Police later killed Sanford.
We are asking our communities to stay vigilant, and if you see something suspicious, please contact local law enforcement or 911 immediately.
Michigan State Police Colonel James Grady, Governor Gretchen Whitmer also asking people to lower the rhetoric and to keep Grand Blanc and the victims in our prayers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk, has had a hearing for a second day in court.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson listened remotely from the Utah County Jail but did not speak. His newly appointed defense lawyer, Kathy Nestor, is a former federal public defender qualified to handle this death penalty case. She's going up against Chief County Prosecutor Chad Grunander, who said the state is still identifying witnesses and combing through Robinson's digital footprint, and that it will take time to share all the discovery. The evidence includes his DNA on the alleged murder weapon and what appears to be a text message confession. For now, he remains in isolation and on a suicide watch at the Utah County Jail. In Provo, Utah, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
The state of Oregon is suing the Trump administration after a National Guard deployment in Portland. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry on Fox's Hannity announced his request for a National Guard deployment in New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
We started to see violence start to trickle down in the city of New Orleans, and lately we've seen an uptick. So I'm calling the president today. I sent a letter to Secretary Hegseth and said, hey, we want some orders. Please send us some troops, and we are going to crack down on violence in the city of New Orleans.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted the president's plan to send federal troops to Chicago, citing the city's decline in violent crime in recent years.
There may be a new way to treat back pain on the horizon.
The German drug maker Vertanical announcing encouraging results from a study of an experimental drug made from marijuana. 800 patients receiving either the company's liquid cannabis extract or a placebo. Patients taking the medication reporting a nearly 2-point reduction in back pain on an 11-point scale, along with improvements in physical function and sleep. Side effects included dizziness, headache, fatigue, and nausea. For now, Vertanical is seeking approval in Europe to treat chronic lower back pain, which affects millions of people. The extract does contain low levels of THC, the chemical in marijuana that gets people high, and driving would not be recommended in the first few weeks of taking the drug. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue avoiding the area. This is south of Kellogg on 215th Street West, just a little ways west of Goddard. is the area that we're talking about. We've got a traffic accident there, and Sedgwick County dispatchers are asking people to avoid the area. Again, 215th West, south of Kellogg. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. Warm again today, high 82. Southeast wind 5 to 15. Clouds return late tonight, overnight low 60. We may even see an isolated shower or storm somewhere in the listening area late tonight. Most will stay dry. Back over to mostly sunny skies, low 80s on Wednesday, middle 80s on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday morning, September 30th. And a Michigan lottery player who bought a few tickets on a whim ended up winning a $2 million top prize from a scratch-off game. 32-year-old Wayne County man told Michigan lottery officials he was at Flex Fresh Mart on Michigan Avenue in Canton, that's in Michigan, when the 100X scratch-off ticket caught his eye. The winner said his prize money will go into savings. Another big winner for you there. And my shoulder is kind of sore this morning, Ted. I went and got my...
Was it because of your shots?
Flu shot and a shingles booster. And the nurse said, you know, the shingles booster, sometimes it can make your arm a little sore. Which one do you take? Take it in my left arm in case I've got a pitch tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, good thought.
And it's kind of sore
this morning.
A little
sore today?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it won't last too long.
At least it's giving me something to whine about, right?
Oh, well. Hey, I had a big night last night.
What'd you do?
I was the MC at the Shocktoberfest bonfire on the campus of Wichita State last night to get Shocktoberfest week kicked off.
What is Shocktoberfest?
Well, it's Wichita State's big fall week of
just fun and
super activities. Yeah. And they have, you know, they have like a royalty court for Shocktoberfest.
Okay.
They'll name a king and queen on Saturday night at Shocker Madness. But we introduced the whole court and candidates last night. We had several Shocker coaches come up and get the kids fired up, get the students ready, then they lit the big bonfire.
Where do you have that? Is it out? Obviously, in the middle of a.
It's out of that huge field right there at 21st and Oliver.
Now, how big a fire is it? Is it, you know, the one they had at A&M that went
fifteen stories high? That was epic.
That was crazy.
No, yeah. I mean, and apparently, former Shocker pitcher and Wingnuts owner Nate Robertson is the guy that sets it up for them.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have they been doing that?
Bonfire is only the second. Shocktoberfest has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah.
This is only the second year, I think, they've done the bonfire thing and tried to renew that as a campus tradition.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we had a lot of students there. The band and the cheerleaders were all there. And
how about that?
They had me emceeing and everything. And,
right.
Okay, I've got a question, though. What's being burned in effigy on this fire? Is there like a huge rival mascot
that's on there getting lit up?
Just
wood, pine cones, and sparks.
And
no effigy, no hatred.
Come on.
Was the fire department standing by?
They were last year, but I didn't see them this year.
Well,
I'm
maybe
sure somebody was standing by.
They probably
in the shadows,
felt, you know, these are
didn't see them.
These are college people; they can be trusted not to.
Well, they had facilities people out there keeping an eye on things. and then the guy from Channel 3 came by and interviewed me, and I was on the news last night.
I made a rare appearance on television last night. You don't get much FaceTime on TV.
I think Jeff Herndon was shocked.
Wow. Is that Ted?
That's pretty much what he said.
Wow.
So, yeah, right, I got a little TV time last night and had a fun time at the Shocktoberfest bonfire and getting a Shocktoberfest week kicked off out at Wichita State.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, sir. Coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we had Monday Night Football last night. In Denver, a little mile-high action. The Denver Broncos clobbered the Cincinnati Bengals 28-3. Starting offensive left guard for the Broncos, Ben Powers from Wichita. Went to Cape and Mount Carmel and Butler Community College. Ben played all 81 snaps on offense last night for the Broncos. and his 55th consecutive start in the National Football League. And that offensive line last night, boy, zero sacks allowed, 186 yards rushing behind that big offensive line for the Broncos. Yeah. And the Broncos have won both their home games so far this season. They're 2-2 now. And Ben Powers helping out the Broncos to a win on Monday Night Football last night. We will be talking next week. You got the Chiefs on Monday Night Football heading to Jacksonville to take on the first-place Jaguars on Monday Night Football. Chiefs Kingdom Show hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That's at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Back-to-back wins for the Chiefs. Just a game out of first in the division and Monday Night Football on the horizon. So a lot to talk about tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. All right, we are now into the postseason. We got four baseball playoff games today to get things started.
Major League Baseball's four three-game wild card series will all be played at the home stadium of the higher-seeded team, starting with the Tigers making a trip to Cleveland to take on the Guardians at 1 p.m. Eastern. At 3 p.m., Wrigley Field hosts the Padres as the Cubs play in their first postseason since 2020, before one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports is renewed. First pitch between the Yankees and the Red Sox is scheduled for 6 Eastern in the Bronx for the sixth postseason matchup between the two storied organizations. And in the nightcap, the defending World Series champion Dodgers welcome the Reds to Los Angeles at 9. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Some other baseball news. Bruce Bochy is no longer the manager of the Texas Rangers after 3 years, which did include a World Series title. Bochy is 70 years old. He is baseball's winningest active manager, with more than 2,200 wins. Sixth on the all-time list, by the way, there. The five guys ahead of him are all in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And Bruce will be someday, too. And, of course, he was the former manager of the Wichita Wranglers back in the day. Bruce Bochy is not managing anymore for the Rangers. And a former Kansas City Royals Gold Glove center fielder, 34-year-old Michael A. Taylor, is calling it quits as he is retiring after 12 years in the big leagues, spent 2 years with the Kansas City Royals earlier this decade, and one of those years, 2021, he led the league in outfield assists as a great center fielder and spent a couple of productive years with the Royals. Michael A. Taylor is retiring at the age of 34. College football, let's go down to Stillwater. Of course, they've already fired their head coach, Mike Gundy. Now another firing. Oklahoma State has fired its defensive coordinator and is bringing in a name that we know here in Kansas. Clint Bowen is the interim defensive coordinator. Of course, Kansas native, played at Butler Community College, and he played at KU at defensive back, then spent 20 years as an assistant coach in various capacities at KU, and even was the interim head coach at KU after Charlie Weiss was fired. Now, Clint Bowen is the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State. Cowboys have now had five defensive coordinators in the last 5 years, so no continuity at all there for Oklahoma State on the defensive side of the football on the coaching staff. And happy birthday today to a pretty good pitcher, former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher James Hoyt is 39 years old today. James Hoyt pitched for the Wingnuts in 2012, and then he went on to pitch 6 years in the big leagues, including 3 seasons with the Houston Astros. And he finished with a career record of 4-1. Right, not many guys that can say that they had a nice record like that.
Quite a winning
4-1
percentage.
4-1 for James Hoyt, the former Wingnuts pitcher. It's his birthday. He is 39 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about stalled budget talks. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 63 degrees. Mays High School teacher was the victim of a weekend shooting in East Wichita, according to a GoFundMe created for his family. 30-year-old English language arts teacher Kevin Norfleet was shot by a teen attempting to break into Norfleet's car in the 400 block of South Vassar Saturday night. And police found a 15-year-old boy and a 30-year-old man with gunshot wounds. A WPD spokesperson said both were in critical condition as of Monday afternoon.
Recently, the Wichita City Council heard a report from the fire department concerning fireworks use during the 4th of July. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News there's been a slight change to the update.
Initially, they said that there were zero structure fires from that season. However, there were three structural fires. And so, again, really want to emphasize that we need to continue being safe. But it does look like everything looked good compared to the year before.
And Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The suspect in a mass shooting at a bar in North Carolina has appeared in court as the state's governor calls for a red flag law in his state.
Law enforcement said Nigel Max Edge was a Marine sniper. The Brunswick County DA said in court he had a traumatic brain injury and suffered significant mental health issues. Edge appeared in court via video and a judge denied bond. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein spoke about mental illness after this attack.
There are too many people in our communities with dangerous obsessions exhibiting threatening behavior who do pose risks. We have got to do better.
He said he would advocate for a red flag law, which would allow judges to remove firearms from someone if loved ones successfully argue they pose a mental health risk. Edge is accused of murdering three people and injuring five others from a boat at the American Fish Company in Southport. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
YouTube is paying a multi-million dollar settlement with President Trump.
YouTube will pay $24.5 million to settle a 2021 lawsuit brought by President Trump. The lawsuit was filed after YouTube suspended the president's account in the aftermath of the January 6th Capitol riot. The settlement is the latest in a trio of cases filed by President Trump against online companies in the months following his first term. Meta agreed to a $25 million settlement to fund the president's future library earlier this year, and X, formerly Twitter, agreed to pay $10 million. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The state of Louisiana is pursuing charges against a California doctor for allegedly sending abortion pills to a woman across state lines.
Louisiana's case against California doctor Remy Quito alleges he sent mifepristone pills to Rosalie Marquezich. She claims she was forced into taking the abortion drug to terminate her pregnancy. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill seeks Quito's arrest for violating the state's abortion ban. She also hopes to be part of a lawsuit that seeks to rescind federal approval of mifepristone, which has been available in the U.S. since 2000. Quito is facing a lawsuit filed in Texas this past July by a man who said the doctor illegally sent abortion pills to his girlfriend. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Stephen 10 in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
A Mays English teacher shot in East Wichita over the weekend. A teen also shot in a confrontation with the teacher.
Two.
Hayes community is mourning the loss of a police officer shot and killed in a standoff with a domestic violence suspect.
One.
Congress at funding stalemate. Government shutdown just hours away. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
K-42, both directions closed right around I-235 in some construction today. Should reopen by noon, but if you're headed there right now, just expect that again. K-42, both directions closed until noon today. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 61. And then for Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 84 degrees. Now a mostly cloudy sky, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. It's Tuesday. That means $7 signature and classic cocktails. All of the Monarch cocktails, including their old fashions, are $7 all day long. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in Delano. Steve and Ted in the Morning, and Wall Street is beginning to trade this morning. The Dow is opening down by about 7 points. The S&P is down 10, and the NASDAQ is down more than 59 points. Helicopter contract, good news for Spirit AeroSystems. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Navy has awarded a five-year, $10.9 billion contract to Lockheed Martin's Sikorsky Division to manufacture CH-53K helicopters, and that's great news for Wichita Spirit Aerosystems. 11% of the CH-53Ks are manufactured by Spirit, including the composite cockpit and the cabin structure. The Navy wants 99 helicopters over the five-year life of the deal, which calls for helicopters to be delivered to the Navy from 2029 to 2034. Of the 267 suppliers that contribute to the CH-53Ks, Spirit's percentage is second most behind a Sikorsky subsidiary. The Wichita-based fast casual chicken chain Chicken Max has closed a second local location in the last 6 months. Signs on the location near Central and Tyler say the restaurant has closed, and that follows the March closure of a location on North Mays Road. A spokesperson tells the Business Journal the Central and Tyler location will reopen sometime in October after some kitchen and signage upgrades, and that the Chicken Max near Central and Edgemore will also close soon, but it will reopen next year in a new but undisclosed east side location. Chicken Max says the restaurant near Maple and West is going well, and a Sioux Falls, South Dakota location remains open. Chicken Max once announced plans for 25 restaurants to open and actually did open two in Texas, but those have closed as well. And a Business Journal study of endowments to U.S. colleges across the country shows the University of Kansas has the largest endowment inside the Sunflower State. That's $2.4 billion worth, or a 51% increase over 10 years in Lawrence. Kansas State is second in Kansas endowments, and third is McPherson College. The private school up the road on I-135 saw its endowment grow over 10 years from $36.2 million to $962 million. Several massive philanthropic gifts led to the huge uptick at the private four-year school, and the 781 students there have an average endowment of $886,000. Wichita State is fourth in Kansas endowments. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. We talk about that in Dominic McPherson. I can only conclude that the students there need not pay any tuition. Their tuition should be free.
I believe that's correct. I think we wrote about that a couple years ago when they reached the point where, yeah, you're not paying tuition if you're a McPherson student. Pretty good deal.
Wow, I was kidding.
No, I that's actually true. I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's true.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow. Coming up, Glenn Beck, the politics behind the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Shut down showdown. Top of the hour news this morning. Federal government shutdown just hours away, apparently. Missed any of today's show? Let us listen again. Check out the Odyssey app. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.